So the forum went a bit crazy with the announcement of the lineups, with the usual Jesse Lingard inclusion. I'm personally a bit of a fan of Lingard. Colm, what's your opinion on his inclusion in the lineup there?
I personally thought it was going to be Rashford or Martial because I just tend to forget about Lingard. He's the kind of person who probably starts more matches. I'm sure Damien can tell us how many matches Martial has not started compared to Lingard, because that seems to be a bugbear of his. But I wasn't that upset. I came on the forum and I saw a lot of people slate him, and he just always gets a lot of abuse, which I think is quite harsh. I am also a fan of Lingard. Having said that, I do believe his best position is not on the wing, but what I do think he does is he gives you great industry, but also I think he's kind of a like a chess piece player, kind of makes the whole the sum greater than the its parts, you know, that kind of thing. I think he encourages us to really play a good a bit of 1-2, really pass and move football. He links up well with Pogba, with Martial when he is on the pitch, with Mata, with other players, and he just is very, very, very tidy. What he will never really give you, and I know he scored a few sort of good breakaway goals, a few long shots, and one really good dribbling goal that comes to mind. But what he doesn't really give you is that star quality or that really classic sort of wing play, you know, ability to beat a man and whip it across. He very, very, very rarely crosses unless the ball's like about to go out. He just sort of throws a leg at it. Jose really seems to fancy him for, I guess, work ethic, particularly in the big games, and he has a very good record for us in the big games, so I don't know why anyone would be surprised to see him included. And I also don't know why people get so bent out of shape about it, because I do think he, you know, he's a local lad, he's obviously from the academy, he's worked his way up, and he's, you know, he had a good season last year. He did not produce enough goals and assists, 100% agree, no issue with that whatsoever, but he does make us play quite good football. He is very, very tidy, and he really, his movement is exceptional. And I just wouldn't be surprised if this year was a really good year for him, because Mourinho has shown a lot of faith in him. I think he's the kind of player that needs that kind of faith and that confidence to really deliver his best.
Yeah, I thought Mourinho sort of looks at Lingard as our new version of Park, but I'm not sure he is quite that type of player. He seems to get thrown in the big games as a sort of you're going to run around, chase everything sort of capacity, but it's not his skill set.
I know what you're saying in terms of part, maybe in terms of the types of games he plays in. I didn't really agree with the inclusion. I also didn't think it would be him, and then once he was in, it didn't surprise me. But I guess one thing that pained me a little bit was that I understand having an industrious winger, someone who's going to work back, someone who can create a back five at times when we're off the ball, which I noticed a few times in that first half. I understand that, but I think when you're doing that, then I would probably only have two in the middle. I wouldn't have a middle three, a middle pivot of Matic, Pogba, and Herrera. I think if you're already going with three in the middle and you've only got three up top, then you're better off going with someone like Martial or Rashford, who can first of all push the full back because you know they were just getting complete free roam on both sides. Their full backs were getting up; they were a really good outlet for them. And of course, the first goal ended up coming from Carvajal being sort of up the pitch and just waiting for it, not sat back being concerned about being pushed back or got in behind by Lingard. And as much as he's got a big record at the likes of Wembley and in some big games for us, there's a difference between sort of important games and big games against big teams. So he's done really good in like at Wembley against Leicester, Wembley against Crystal Palace, Southampton, I think the other one was. You know, they're really good examples of important games. But in terms of against the big teams, where maybe we're not having a great deal of the ball and you can't get any impact from that movement of his, then he just feels like he's wasted somewhat. You know, if we had the ball and we could see him moving around and floating about, fair enough. But when we don't have the ball, what's kind of, you don't really see the benefit of that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that's a fair point. I don't think it was the right game for him, nor do I even think that's his right position. As you point out, in the kind of strict 4-3-3 we're playing, he just looks, it exposes all his non-qualities. He's not a winger, he's not a one-man show, he doesn't have the pace or the ability to beat a man out and out. When it's just when he's squared up, he's not a good crosser of the ball. When you're playing that 4-3-3, you know, the ideal player is Martial or Rashford. Even Mkhitaryan on the right isn't that sort of player, but he sort of gets by a wee bit more because he does have that pace and that ability to beat a man. And also, he's got Valencia behind him, which makes a big difference. Lingard's big issue, I think, and this will be the kind of the stalling point in his career, is that his best position will be 10, and he'll never ever get to play there, ever. Not for us anyway. You know, it's just not happening. Even if we played at 10, he wouldn't be number one choice, you know. So he's always going to be shunted out. He's always going to do a job. And I've got a soft spot, and I think he's a very good player. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him contribute in a much better way. But as Alex says, his best chance is in games where we're going to dominate the ball and games where we are going to see a lot of ball in the middle and Pogba, and we can see movement between him and dropping in and drifting and just, you know, popping up everywhere and showing the absolute great movement that he has. But this wasn't that game in any way, shape or form, and he was cutting a lonely figure there, you know. Although I did think there was a game earlier in preseason, can't remember exactly which game it was, might have been the first Real leg, where he played the first half at left wing back. And thought he was very, very, very good there, to be honest, because it gave him a lot of space and you know, he was bombing forward, and you actually get someone going forward with a bit of quality, which we don't really have on the left-hand side. But not really the game for him, but I don't think he gets the stick. I don't think he deserves the stick he gets on the calf. You could say that probably about every player.